This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I want to share with you something. I read this in my devotional time yesterday, and this is Psalm 46, just the first three verses. And it's something that's jumped out at me, and I thought it was so timely based on some of the disasters that we have seen over this past week, even in our own country. Let me read you the words first. Again, Psalm 46, 1, 2, and 3. And just listen for those words. You'll see what I'm talking about once we get into it. And this is Psalm 46. It says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah." Pause for a minute. In fact, that's what that word, many Bible scholars believe that word Selah means, to pause, maybe even to reflect on the words that we have just sung. It starts out maybe very familiar to us. God is our refuge and our strength. Again, might be really familiar to us because that term, God is our refuge and our strength, is repeated elsewhere in Scripture. But the word for refuge, and I had to dig in on this one a little bit, it literally means hope, a place of shelter, a place of trust. I thought about that definition and I thought that's very strange that this place that would be a shelter from a storm, for example, would also be a place of trust. And then the more I thought about that, it was, well, yeah, absolutely. I have to trust that this building, that this place, I don't know, a shelter in the cellar in someone's home, all of those things, we have to be a place of trust for us. And that's what God is. He absolutely is able to shelter us no matter what's going on. He is our refuge and our strength. But the phrase that got to me is this one, a very present help in trouble. And I've read that many times, but I never really thought about it. Very present help. God is not just my help, he's my present help. And he's not just my present help, he's my very present help. You just think about what that psalm is saying, what that phrase is saying to us. He is our help, and he is present. Oh, and he is very present. I know that there are times when we hear about disasters and challenges. And of course, I'm thinking of what happened in Texas and that camp that was just overwhelmed by the waves, the water. And of course, that verse number 3 said, though the waters roar and be troubled. Some of your Bibles will say the waters roar and foam. And it just made me think of that day a week ago. They weren't expecting the roaring waters. They weren't expecting a time of trouble. But sometimes these things happen. And I know that it is so hard and we wrestle with these things. And how do we process it? How do we understand it? Especially when this is a Christian camp, and I'm sure that there were people that know those words, that God is our refuge and our strength, people that are trying to run to safety, and he is very present, and he is their help. But you say, well, how does that work when someone has lost a child, when someone has lost a family member? And we know the last numbers I heard, over 100 people lost their lives when the waters roared and foamed over that little area. And it made me think of this video that I saw from Francis Chan. And Francis Chan is talking about the book of Job. And this is so profound, and it just really spoke to me in this. He talks about the book of Job, and it talks about that opening moment when the enemy comes into the presence of God and asks for permission to test Job. And he asked this great question, Francis Chan. Does that still happen? Does the enemy still come into the presence of God? And if it does still happen, when was the last time it happened? Did it happen on July 4th? We don't know. And what did they say? We don't know. But that's what made me think we just can't know everything that's going on. I know we like to, and we'd like to have a great explanation. And I know maybe even some of our friends and family members who don't know Jesus, they may be asking, well, how does God let something like that happen? The truth is, we don't know. I know we like to believe that we do. I know that there's probably some great theological explanation that people might have, but the truth is, we can't. We can't truly know. All we could do is trust. That brings us back to God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. When difficult times come, I don't know what he's doing all the time. I can't know. His ways are far beyond my ways, his thoughts far beyond my thoughts. But I do know that I can run to him. And he is my help. He is my refuge. He is my shelter. He's the one in whom I trust. That's what those words mean. And again, that's why this psalm spoke to me so much. And that he is helping even when disaster strikes, and even when people lose their lives, even when believers in Jesus Christ lose their lives, he's still our present help. No, he's still our very present help. He's there. Where is he in the storm? He's there. What happened? I don't know. How can we understand it? Though the waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling, Selah, pause and think and go back to the top. God is our refuge and our strength. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know. You may be going through a difficult time. You may be mourning the loss of a loved one today, too. You may be mourning the loss of someone that was lost, that maybe was a young person, or the tragedy just struck in such a quick way, a way that we can't even wrap our minds around. But we still run to God. We still trust God. We still know that he's at work. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our help, no matter what happens, no matter if the earth is shaken, even though the mountains may be carried into the sea. That sounds like a tremendous natural disaster. Waters roaring and foaming, mountains shaking and swelling. Again, sounds like natural disasters to me. And what do? I run to my refuge, the one in whom I trust. He gives me strength, and he is my very present help. I don't know if that speaks to you today. I don't know if that helps you today, but just dwell on that. Selah. Meditate on it. Think about it. Maybe go there yourself. Again, Psalm 46 is what I was reading. Maybe that's exactly what you need to ponder this day.